And thanks for listening. This is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne. When you hear the word social network, you probably think Facebook or Twitter. But years before either of those websites, a smaller, stranger community was emerging around something called Where'sGeorge.com. Stan Elkhorn reports from New York City on this 15-year-old subculture born from a website dedicated to the dollar bill.
At Caboo's Bar and Grill in Penn Station, Jennifer Fischinger is covering her table in stacks of ones.
And how many bills do you have right here in front of you, do you think? How many dollars?
Right here I have about 500.
At the next table, David Henry has his stacks of cash in plastic bags.
No, they're all paperclip $10. And
how many do you think are in there?
Hold it. This is going out public, right?
25.
How'd you know?
For this group, it's all about the George Washingtons. Their dollars are stamped with messages like Currency Tracking Project and Track Me at Where'sGeorge.com. The website is the brainchild of former tech consultant Hank Eskin.
I started the website in 98 as just a quirky idea. Like, I didn't expect anything to happen. And I had no idea that it would turn into a hobby or, you know, create this whole sensation.
The sensation is called Georging, and a typical Georger logs in religiously to enter their dollar serial numbers and zip codes before they stamp and spend them. If one gets entered a second time, the Georger gets an email. That's called a hit.
Did you just get a hit right now?
I just got a hit just now. In West New York, New Jersey.
Robert Rothenberg gets a lot of hits because he's entered nearly 100,000 bills.
I have a hit streak since July of 2010. Every day since then, I'm trying to get to 1,000 days, which would be end of the month.
There's a sort of a segment of users which are purely into the statistics.
Where'sGeorge.com founder Hank Eskin.
Getting a lot of bills out there, getting them into different states and counties, seeing where they're hit, and analyzing all the statistics and the distance and the time and the zip codes, like real, you know, gearheads.
But it's not just gearhead Georgers who love the statistics.
As a data set, it is very sexy.
Dirk Brockman is a theoretical physicist at Northwestern University. He was studying human mobility when a cabinet maker in Vermont told him about Where's George.
And then I was like, oh, wow, this is amazing because it's data that just goes down to the zip code scale.
By analyzing the Where's George data, he's tested theories about networks, modeled infectious diseases, and mapped the flow of currency in the United States.
But it turns out that what started as a, in quotes, silly game, did some massive science. It was like the first measurement of human mobility on this scale.
Mobility is what it's about for the individual Georgers, too. The gathering at Caboo's is to send off a group going on a cross-country train trip from New York City to Los Angeles. Howard Weissman isn't going on the trip himself, but he has envelopes full of stamped bills to trade with the Georgers who are.
I don't travel much nowadays, so this is one way for me to get my bills across the country. The bills do a lot more traveling than I do.
This is the wistful side of Georging, and maybe of capitalism, too. That your money always travels a little bit farther than you do. For NPR News, I'm Stan Alcorn in New York.